Free Jeffrey Epstein. Free Jeffrey Epstein. Free. Come on, Catherine. Sing along.
No.
Free Jeffrey Epstein.
No, I won't. I can't even believe you. Ian, I can't believe you would say that.
Come on.
I can't even. Is he in jail?
He got indicted. He was in jail for a while.
So we'll dance around this for the next 7 years
or
so.
Well, he was in jail for a while, but he was allowed to leave on the weekdays.
Oh, my God.
He was running a sex trafficking ring.
With 13-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, 14.
Okay.
Let's be reasonable.
Okay.
It's crazy, man.
It is crazy.
You're a billionaire, you know? You're a billionaire, and you're running a sex trafficking ring on a private jet and a private island, and you get indicted. And it's like, what's the point of even being a billionaire if you can't get a handful of semi-nude massages in international waters with your buddy Slick Willie?
Who's Slick Willie?
Bill Clinton.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. And he's like, no comment.
No. Yeah, he's like, I don't know him.
No comment. That's my Bill.
Whoa.
That's my Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton, if he was dying of AIDS.
Bill was Clinton that even on his audible? Deathbed. Oh.
Friends with Trump.
This
you know?
This is like the, we're living in a weird sort of twilight zone where all the hacky comedy from the 90s is coming back. Michael Jackson touching kids. Bill Clinton's going to have to say, like, I did not have sex with that 14-year-old or that 14-year-old.
With that 14-year-old. I did not. Well, Bill Clinton is accused of being, not accused, he was on this guy's plane a bunch of times.
Yeah, but so is Donald Trump.
Trump is being straight up accused of raping a 13-year-old girl.
Well, we all know that doesn't stick.
Yeah.
That doesn't really matter.
He just says she has a butt face. She's not my type.
That 14-year-old is not even hot.
Yeah.
That's not the type of 14-year-old that I normally fuck.
I've seen hotter 14-year-olds at my daughter's recital when she was 14.
Yep.
You get it.
Yeah, yeah.
He wants to fuck us. You know what I mean.
Speaking of sexy 14-year-olds, gamer bathwater gal.
Yeah.
Should we talk about
sure. it? Sure. So there's this, I've run into this girl on, like, when you go to the...
Oh, have you stumbled across her
when
page?
I was, you know, when I was Googling bathwater...
Things to jerk off to.
You know when you go to the, was like the discovery page of Instagram and you stumble across something insane?
Okay. You have told me before that yours is like all comedy, and you've given me shit for having hot girls show up on mine. And
well, yours
going
is all because you go, you like to like do this self-loathing thing where you look at models.
I like to make myself feel bad.
Right. So when you go to the search part, it's all like super hot women.
Yeah.
I don't have that issue because I only have eyes for you.
Thank you.
Even though.
What?
You wouldn't have sex with me before the podcast started.
We didn't have time.
We always have time. I'm fast. It's a sprint.
Our families listen to this.
I always win.
Okay.
I always finish first.
Listen, what were you talking about?
I don't know. Some anime bitch in bathwater.
Oh, it's so confusing. Stop.
Put the microphone by your face.
Directing me. And moving the microphone.
I'm not directing you.
I'm in the middle of a sentence.
You let it get away from your face, and then you have a little slight voice.
I know. It's very tiny. I have a tiny little 13-year-old boy voice.
Yeah.
I don't want this
Hell
voice.
Yeah.
I want a different voice. Mm. I want one of those old smoky voices like a...
Like a Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah. Or like an old barmaid.
No, that's gross.
Okay. Anyway, there's a girl on Instagram.
Yeah, she's supposedly 19, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners have seen this.
You freaks. I've seen you.
Internet savvy. It's like she looks like an anime character. She's a real person, but she has like huge eyes. She does her makeup, so she looks like she has those huge, goofy fucking eyes. Isn't that hilarious that people Asian people draw cartoons where their eyes are enormous, you know?
Why is that? Because
they have tiny little eyes.
Do they? I can't tell.
You don't see eyes?
I don't see eyes. No comment.
Everybody's Asian to you. But isn't that weird? That just is. Say it's weird.
Okay, fine.
It's racial. It's not racist.
Okay. Yeah, it is weird.
Just say that these
no.
people.
No. I'm not going to say anything.
Anyway, so there's this woman, 19 years old. She dresses up as
19
like
in quotes, by the way. Sure, she's got braces like the.
Oh, you think she's younger?
Yeah.
Oh, I think she's actually.
No, she probably is 19.
I think she's like in her 20s and she like dresses up like this because of the sick fucking world we live in.
No, I think if she's 19, she's no older
Let's
than
19. Let's just say Jeffrey Epstein would love her.
Yes.
But she looks like, I don't know, many anime characters, like a fucking, she wore like cat ears.
Yeah, and
then
like pink, a pink, a long pink wig and.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then barely a bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got like huge cans and a fat ass.
No. She's got no boobs. Oh. That's the upsetting part is like, she really does look like a child in
right,
a
she
lot
looks
of
like
ways.
A, she looks, well, she has a huge dumper on her.
It's not huge. It's
pretty fucking
it's
big.
It's nice.
It's not nice. It's disturbing. You look
no,
at it because
huge.
Because she looks like a cartoon child. It's basically four guys who've been jerking off to anime for all this time.
Yeah.
You know.
The most disturbing part though is she looks like a kid.
Yeah.
And she's got like 4. Whatever million followers.
She's very popular.
I went on a deep dive of her Instagram a couple days ago and I was like, "Oh, that's my coworker liking every photo." That's nice. And it's not subtle either. It's not like you said, like a bikini. Sometimes she just has two X's of like black electrical tape over her tits that say "fuck me" on them.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the whole thing, she's a baby. So like, and she does weird shit.
Yeah.
She, like she there's one
like
where she's
slobbers.
Eating an egg, like a raw egg.
Really?
And it's like falling out of her mouth. And she goes, LOL, I hope I don't get salmonella.
What? Wait, are you sure
three
this
words.
Is her?
Positive.
Are you?
Positive.
Because I feel like she doesn't have that many posts. And I thought I looked at like.
No, you didn't see this.
Okay.
Because it was, we probably discovered her or rediscovered her through that. Some comedian wrote on. I'm assuming there's a comedian wrote on Twitter, like, have you seen this shit?
Yeah.
It's in that thread. They were like, and look at how she spells salmonella.
Salmonella.
She'll do things like Logan Paul will apologize for something and she'll play the audio from the video while slowly eating a printed out photograph of him.
The internet is so fucking weird.
It's so creepy. Like, you just look at it and you go, this is the apocalypse.
What's happening? So now she's selling her bathwater.
And this, apparently this is like a big thing now.
Yeah.
Like I think I was introduced to it through her, but now ever since then I've been seeing it all over Reddit, all over the place.
I feel like I had heard of it before as a concept.
She'll like put bathwater in her mouth and spit it into a container.
Yeah, she spits it into little cups or like lets the shower head like spray down her ass and then like holds the cup underneath.
Yeah.
So what are you supposed to do with that, perverts? Honestly,
drink it.
If you're one of the ones purchasing it, it's sold out in like 5 minutes, by the way. Email us. Let us know what
you
do.
I wonder how wealthy she is.
Do you smell it? Yeah. You know what I think? And I know this sounds like a weird, petty, like, jealous thing, because I would love to live off of creeps on the internet, but don't you think her life must be incredibly sad?
Oh, I don't think you start doing stuff like that unless you've been molested or something.
But beyond that, like a...
Especially at that young of an age.
A Black Mirror-y... Remember that Japanese animated movie we saw that was like kind of like Black Swan? It was like a Perfect Blue. And she's so famous, she can't do anything. Like everybody's like put her on this pedestal and she goes insane. I feel like she can't leave her apartment.
Well, I think she takes that wig off and she looks like more of a normal
person.
She
does, but she's posted pictures without the wig and like without makeup. She actually looks very
British too.
Similar. I know.
I agree with you. I think her life is probably very sad because she's like such a specific type of famous too.
Yeah.
There's not many people she can relate to.
And her, like, she's so popular because she looks so young that, like, in just a couple years,
oh,
she's going to, like, age out of it.
Yeah, her life's going to be horrible.
Yeah, I feel like she's just setting herself up for a disaster. But then again, if she can make enough money now, she could... I think you have to be really, like, strong mentally to be like, yeah, I was that fucking weird internet phenomenon for a while.
Yeah.
I made millions of dollars, and now I'm a florist or whatever. Some people can get out of it.
It's not impossible to do, because, again, I think, like, yeah, sure, maybe she's... I mean, she's very famous, but I don't think she's famous with internet weirdos.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I would recognize her walking down the street. So if she wants
probably
to
not.
Give this up in 2 years,
yeah.
I think she's okay. But this is such an enormous part of her life right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's possible. You do have to, you know, it's like what we talked about in the first episode about selling your turds or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, sure, the money's great. Sure, everybody who's buying it is a mark and a sap and an idiot.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, that is something you did, and I think when you lay awake at night, maybe you think about it, and I think maybe she will, and if you... Who gives a shit, though?
Well, with turds, you can walk away from them and be like, prove it, bitch, that wasn't me, but...
Oh, I don't know. You gotta market your turds.
Oh, yeah.
And let's not go down this path again, but...
I want to talk
about... If I'm buying your turds, I want to see how hot you are.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I
think
guess
we talked about that.
I did not. We did. We did talk about that, but I never imagined it that way. I just thought people were just buying poop. But
no, 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 no. Because you could make your own. Why would you buy...
I forgot.
You forgot? If you had some kind of disorder where you couldn't make your own poop and you wanted to see what you were missing out on,
yeah.
All right, I understand that. But then you should be able to just talk to your loved ones, have them donate some poop to you. You shouldn't have to pay for it. Or do a GoFundMe, I guess.
Oh, dude, I saw online last week that there's such a thing as fecal transplants.
I think you told me about that.
For medicine.
Yeah.
I don't know if, like, something happens to your gut where you, like, lose all the good bacteria. I don't know how it works. Anyway.
This is a bunch of doctors playing a prank.
Yeah. And apparently, it's, like, in the early stages and it has not been going well. People have been getting very sick.
I can imagine.
It worked in mice, apparently. I don't know what the end game is, but... Do we drink the bath water? Do we smell the bath
so.
Water? I honestly think, as fucked up as it is about, I mean, thinking all the, like, fat Italian men from New Jersey or wherever who are
jerking
off to...
Oh, I don't think that's what fat Italian men in New Jersey
I know,
are into.
You're right. I don't... Anime fans? Either
yeah,
way.
It's more...
As much as...
Bronies.
I'm inclined to imagine, like, the mouth-breathing cave dwellers that are obsessed with her. I think it's also just kind of funny. Like, I think a lot of people are like, you know,
oh,
how you,
sure.
like, enjoy just being part of a community? Like, we're all quote-unquote fans of this girl,
right.
but, like, we
well,
understand what a spectacle
I think
this
we
is.
Think of it that way.
No, I do. I was reading some of the comments and stuff, and, like, I do think that people just get an enjoyment of being a part of that crew, as
sure,
weird
I guess
as that
so.
Is, like, fans of hers, and talk about her, and, like still kind of make fun of how weird it is, but...
But it's still, I still feel like that's kind of a front
yeah.
for their real obsession.
Listen, it's not that she's not hot.
She's hot, but she's... childlike.
Yeah, and that's the creepiest part.
On purpose.
Yeah.
It's this mix between, like, psychotic, like, she makes these faces and does these bizarre things.
Is that an anime thing? When she, like, drools and sticks her tongue out and crosses
no,
her eyes?
No, I think that's like a...
That's like a... But like a
sex,
hentai, I mean.
Maybe.
Like, okay.
Maybe that's like some deep, you know, deep dive anime shit.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of, because I think over in Japan it gets real intense.
There's tentacles.
Well, over in Japan, like, anime is something that every, like, all adults read.
Really?
Yeah, it's not like a subculture. It's like the culture of entertainment. When something is popular, like I don't know, is the anime equivalent in comic book form? Is that called like manga or manga or something like that?
I don't know exactly what the difference is.
Well, whatever. The comic book stuff. Everybody reads comic books. And yeah. Everybody has their favorite thing. And it's like very adult oriented and shit. Over here, it's like a weird...
Yeah, that's hard to imagine.
Autistic thing.
Yeah. I can't help but think of it that way.
Yeah.
There's just businessmen reading...
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
On the train. Huh. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, I guess, but the...
I don't know. I don't have any thoughts either way about that. That's okay.
Yeah, that's... I mean, yeah, that's whatever. Yeah. But there is a lot of, like, sexualizing...
Children.
When you see it drawn on a page, it's just like, okay, this is stylized.
Yeah.
This is what a woman looks like in the drawing, like
yeah,
the
give
equivalent.
Her giant baby eyes. And
right, like the equivalent is like, in the male version is very like ripped, you know, mm-hmm. big fucking shredded guy.
Yeah,
and that's fine on the page, but then when you fucking,
I see,
put that on a real person, it starts to become disturbing.
I'm trying to imagine. I know I've seen this on Instagram, like a hot guy where everyone thinks it's like a super hot guy and you're like, yeah, but he doesn't look like a real person. Like he looks like, I don't know where I think I just finally understand what you mean about how disturbing it is to see her as a human look exactly like a cartoon, even though it's hot. It's like, what?
Even if you have some like I don't know, pedophilia. What is the word? We got to look up this word because it comes up every show.
The
being attracted to.
Well, here's the thing. I've been scared to Google it. I don't want to be like, Siri, what's it called when you're attracted to?
Didn't you buy some or didn't you download some
what?
Incognito.
What?
Dark web browser.
No.
So you can download all the weird shit you're into.
No.
Yes, you did. You told me in
you
confidence.
You sound serious. I didn't do
no,
that.
No, you downloaded some incognito.
Oh, DuckDuckGo?
Whatever, yeah.
You're making it sound like I'm trying to buy
well,
organs.
I don't know. You're trying to buy what? Lactar heroin
duck,
on the deep web,
duck,
I thought.
Yeah, DuckDuckGo. It's just, it's like Google, but they don't track your
so
info.
So search it on there. Okay, we paused it and we looked it up. What's
you don't
it
have to tell them. Ephebophilia. If you guys want to write it down, E-P-H-E-B-O-philia, is the primary sexual interest in mid to late adolescence, generally ages 15 to 19. 19.
Right, so an Epstein
yeah.
type. So, 19's pushing it.
Yeah, come on. We're all attracted to 19-year-olds.
Sure. Who's not?
Okay.
Ever been to GovBall? But the point I was trying to make was like, if you lean toward that as an orientation or whatever the fuck it is, maybe it's not an orientation, maybe it's a
I don't
illness,
think it,
whatever. I'm not gonna fuck a baby, okay?
Oh
don't
God.
Write your congressman about it. And you don't act on it, but mm-hmm. you kind of get some kind of weird gratification from the comic books or whatever anime you're watching, watching Sailor Moon or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, kind of weird, kind of creepy, mm-hmm. but it's a fucking cartoon at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, that's all you got. When it starts to come into the real world, when we start to like sign off on it
as an
okay thing
and
to get into.
And just how popular it is.
Yeah, and it's mainstream. It's on Instagram. You're not digging around.
She's got all sorts of other things, like not safe for work, Snapchat that you
right.
have to pay
for. Right, yeah, she's
for.
Got a Patreon, right?
Yeah, yeah. But it doesn't say how much, I love seeing how much money people make on Patreon and then like dividing it up and seeing.
Me too.
and
we're like, someday.
Yeah, I fantasize.
People
oh, by the way,
buy our bath water.
If you guys want to buy our bath water,
yeah.
we'll do all sorts of gross
stuff. But we're not
going to
tell you whose it is.
Yeah, it'll be a mix.
Yeah.
We'll get into your slimy bath
mm-hmm.
tub together.
Buy our rusty ass New York water.
Mm.
Don't drink it.
No, please. We kill people by accident because they drank our bath water. This is a high lead content. Okay.
Yeah, it's the beginning of the new World War Z film.
What was I saying? What are we talking about?
The fucking baby.
Right. The sexy
thing.
Baby on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I had something else to say about her, but I don't remember how disturbing it is, I guess, but how she sells shit. Oh, I was just thinking about how she's got not as many Patreon subscribers as I thought she would have. She's got like 4,000, which is a lot, like over 4,000.
Interesting.
But she's got 4.5 million. So I think some people are just like, I get what I need out of your Instagram. I don't need.
Well, I mean, if you buy into the Patreon, you're looking in the mirror and going, this is the person I am.
Yeah.
I buy this woman's bathwater. That's what I do.
Well, I think you could buy her bathwater separately.
Sure. It's a perk, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever the fuck. It's just like I'm sending off money to this child. When you flip through, that's what I'm saying, like about the comments that are like, oh, we're all just fucking goofing around. Mm-hmm. You can do that. You can lie to yourself to a certain degree. But it's like you fucking sat there and you looked at everything and you commented.
Yeah.
You know? But it's like, oh, it's a joke. Is it? Once you start paying, it's not a joke anymore. This is who you are.
There's this guy I follow on Instagram who posts like comedy shit. It's always like making fun of millennials. It's very like self-aware comedy. It's hard to describe, but it's just like basically screenshots from like old internet and just people being stupid. Anyway, it's very funny, and I've always found it like cool and self-aware. And he likes every single one. I noticed he liked nearly every single one of her photos. And I'm like, now I know he knows like all of his followers can see this. Is this a, like a long
Well, if you're saying
bit?
He's self-aware.
Yeah. That was like, that's the...
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know, though. It's still...
Didn't you...
A part of me is like, I think you're just a creep.
Was it... Weren't you telling me that Questlove likes...
Oh, my God.
Only butts?
Go to Questlove's Instagram and look at who he's following. I don't even think he follows any of his own friends. It's just... Like 5,000 butt models.
That's
like
awesome.
Every single hot girl on Instagram with a huge ass you could possibly think of, he follows every single one. And I'm pretty sure.
I used to see Michael, I think it was Michael Che doing that too.
I love catching, I mean, not catching, like what? I don't understand if it's there in your private time, you can just go look at that. But like the guys who interact with these accounts, that's always been very confusing to me.
What's the hope? I think some of them hope that the butt model is going to click through their like and be like, wow, this guy's fascinating. I gotta
found
give up
the love of my life.
Everything. Yeah. Move out of my palatial estate.
Yeah.
Drive from LA to New Jersey to this guy's dead grandmother's house that he inherited and curl up under his World of Warcraft blanket and suck his dick off.
And DMs and stuff. There's always a lot of guys from like Turkey who are like, please, I love you. Please, I would do anything for you. Please just go on one date with me.
Yeah, that's that culture that doesn't really encourage, you know, dating.
Oh, like sexual
so
repression.
They have no game whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah.
Please, mommy.
They're like, please, please, I'm in love with you. You're so beautiful.
Please, sex.
I often notice a lot of old men commenting like beautiful eyes, smiley face, or like beautiful smile or whatever, and like really going out of their way. And then you go to their profile and they've got like a loving family.
Oh yeah.
I guess that's fine. I don't know. I mean, if I was their sad wife in Ohio, I'd be bummed out, but I guess, you know,
right,
if that's the worst of it.
Yeah, because when you start commenting, you want a connection. You want them to write back.
Right.
Because
what's
you're not
the
just
end game?
You're not just enjoying it.
Yeah.
You know? Like if you were to look at like some fucking hot dude on the internet, I'd be like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I want to know about it. But if you start like a correspondence with them, it's like, okay, now we have an issue. Or at least or you're reaching out and they're not responding, but
like
you
DMing
continue
them,
to
like,
reach out.
Hey baby.
Yeah.
Come eat my butt.
It's
is
like,
that
relax.
Okay or no?
I would say no.
Okay. All right. I won't.
I mean,
I won't do that.
I'm not going to do it. So
that's the thing, though. I think sometimes I wonder. I know a million couples have had this fight. Like, where's the line? It's like, I'm just, I don't know. It's not real. I'm just.
But the only reason you would do that.
Yeah.
Is
To get my ass ate.
Right. To get your ass eaten.
Okay. Okay. No. Yeah. I understand. They want them. But okay. So if there's a 45-year-old man in Dayton, Ohio, with a wife and family.
Specific.
Okay. No. I'm talking about the creeps.
Who have you been chatting with?
No. Listen. And he's like commenting on Kelsey XOXO's butt pictures saying, beautiful smile, even though it's just a picture of her asshole or whatever.
Right. Beautiful bathing suit, and it's just one string.
Yeah.
It's some of that caution tape they put over their tits sometimes.
Do you think he wants her to respond, or it's enough for him to just comment on her shit?
No, he wants her to respond. It's the only reason to do that.
But he's got to know that's never going to happen.
He does not know that.
That's crazy.
That's some like male ego shit.
That's weird.
I don't even know if it's ego. It's hope.
This is why I go down rabbit holes and I get really, really sad. And Instagram really bums me out. Is like, I think in the good old days, like pre-internet, you just like marry the cutest guy or girl in your hometown. You marry your high school sweetheart or not. Like, you don't have to be that traditional. You just find somebody that you like and you're like, oh, they're good looking and I love them and good night and we are together forever. But now
it's like, I want one of these space babies. I want to drink the bathwater of a space baby.
I mean, it's that's the extreme. But on the other end, it's just, oh, here's a catalog of every hot person in the world. You're going to see people you didn't even know could be that hot. So then when you turn to look at your sad spouse, you're going to be
but
like...
But your sad spouse also doesn't have a fucking filter over their
face.
Right,
no, I know.
Facetune and like... Have you seen these women who get... Have you seen these women who get like fold-out lights attached to their phones?
Yeah.
Like these spotlights that wash out all their features?
Yeah, my sister has one of those.
Yikes.
A lot of people do. The selfie lights, like the circular ones?
Yeah, if you're sitting on the couch and it's, you know, 3 p.m. and the light's not hitting you in the best way.
Yeah.
And it's fucking casting a shadow. Your fucking wart on your face is casting a shadow. Even though you're normally an attractive person, it's like that's what you don't see.
Right.
That's what none of these people see. They're in love with this thing that doesn't exist, this cartoon.
I know. Well, yeah.
And if that's something you can't get past, I mean, fuck you, you know? But that, yeah, sure, specifically you. If you can't take me at my worst, you
that
can't.
I don't deserve you. If you don't even, and I love Pink. And laughter is my favorite song.
Yeah. And did you know that I weighed 350 pounds? That's one they like. She was plus size.
We've gotten so far. Who are we quoting now?
Marilyn Monroe. A lot of people will be like, did you know Marilyn Monroe?
That was a
Monroe?
Size 85, yeah, actually.
She used to have...
they would have to back her on the set like... Yeah.
She rode a scooter around the casino in Atlantic City. She was hooked up to oxygen. She would eat hot dogs whole. And that was a real woman. None of these stick figure anorexic types.
But this is what I'm saying about Instagram.
I feel like that needs to be explained. Do people know that like...
There are fake quotes attributed to Audrey Hepburn and Marilyn Monroe
but also
Tumblr and stuff?
But also all these plus size women are now claiming that Marilyn Monroe was actually very large.
Yeah, that's true.
And that was in fashion back then.
She just had huge cans, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. She was, obviously, she wasn't anorexic.
Yeah, but you get these women that need a forklift to get around, and it's like, we're the same. It's like, dude.
Perhaps
you got six tits. Like a dog.
Oh, my God. I forget what we were talking about.
Instagram.
Oh, well, some people.
Standard of beauty.
Some people are just hot. They're not overly. You can tell when somebody's overly filtered.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
No, I don't think you can. I think we're getting to a point. We're at the point where you can deep fake, you know, the president saying the N-word.
Although
you don't need to.
Yeah, you don't need to deep fake it. Well, who knows?
Or whatever, you know? Deepfakes exist. You don't think the people on the internet aren't fooling you? You think you got, like, a perfect eye? This shit is developing so quickly.
You're right. And there's no use in, like, Getting all worked up about it, I guess. I was thinking, I think Bo Burnham talk about this. Like, as much as it... Sorry.
There's your smoky voice.
Cut that out. Yeah. As much as it affects me now, I'm enough of an adult to, like, understand, like, oh, whatever. At the end of the day, like, whatever. Oh, that's a bummer. That person's incredibly hot and I'm a dog face.
Yeah, but see, you're not.
No, I understand.
You think that, but you're not. See, just like that sentence, like, I got to remind you that these people that are doing this at a professional level, to like where it's their job, their full-time job, they have access to computer programs and, you know, makeup artists and stylists. And what you're seeing online is it's not even close to reality. I mean, look at Kim Kardashian. She's a fucking monster real life. She is disgusting. Yeah. Every once in a while they catch a photo of her that's not touched up or not taken in like high light.
Yeah.
And you realize that she's got these insane implants all over her body. So when you sit on the couch and you scroll through and you're like, well, I'm just
going to... I'm not going through Kim Kardashian's Instagram.
But, well, exactly.
What do you mean?
You're going through other people's Instagram that you don't even know and just assuming that that's how they look.
Yeah.
And you can't do that to yourself.
I know.
And I don't think you're at a place where you can just shrug it off. I think it gets to you a lot.
It does. Well, what I was going to say was I'm at a place where I can be like, well, there's no use. What am I going to do? I mean, I'm fine. Also, it's such a gross thing. I understand. It's such a gross thing to worry about.
Like, but
you know, hone some talents.
But back to my point, I still think you need to acknowledge the fact that what you're looking at isn't even real.
But you can't say that 100% of the time.
See, this bugs me.
Why?
I think I can say 100% of the time, they are working with light and makeup and filters and whatever the fuck else. That's not a candid photograph. You know, why would you be a professional model and then just upload just you chilling out on the couch eating a cheeseburger, you know?
I don't know.
It's got to be perfect. The waves have to be crashing behind you while the sun hits your face in a perfect way.
I mean, I feel like you are assuming, I can't think of examples right now, but you're assuming I'm looking at like the really basic overdone quote unquote Instagram models.
And I'm not. You assume that you're not when you are.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Well,
I think there are people
we
are friends with who do things to their face.
Yeah, for sure.
But that you might not always notice. Okay. And that I might not always notice.
Yeah.
You know, how many do you have like Facetune on your phone?
No. I had an app that gets like pimples off your face.
Okay.
It like makes your skin look
all
better.
Right, so you're not even well acquainted with whatever Facetune does.
I downloaded Facetune, but I don't understand how it works. Like, you just like stretch your face out and like,
I don't know. But this is kind of my point, that we don't know how any of this stuff works.
Yeah.
We look at pictures on the internet. We take it as face value. We say this person is flawless in every conceivable way.
I don't say that. I'm not that naive. I just...
But there is a gray area, though, there, don't you think? Where you are kind of being affected by some of this
stuff? Of course. That's what I'm saying. Now, let me get to my goddamn point, which is, I get that it does affect me, but I can... just like shrug it off eventually. I'm talking to you about it now. Shut up. Because he wants to talk, but you're done for a minute.
I'm talking.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just disagreeing.
Shut up. But imagine if you're like I'm just thinking about Bo Burnham, but like eighth grade in like middle school. And you're like, you don't even have the face that you're going to have yet. And you're looking at people and they're like, some people are just like developing faster or they're just like better looking for now. When I was in eighth grade, the hot people then look like shit now because they aged out of it when they were like 18. So like, I think it's going to cause incredible depression in people before they've even figured
out
who they are. Yeah, or it has.
I think we live in that time.
It's a bummer.
I think the internet has caused so, you know, everybody talks about mental health these days. Mm-hmm. Like that's a big, oh, people are finally admitting they have mental health problems and it's not a stigma anymore. I think the reality is that people didn't deal with depression and anxiety on the level that we do, that our generation does.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure all that there was a stigma and all that stuff was true, but we're feeling more anxiety and depression than ever before because we're so interconnected, and that interconnection has resulted in hate and comparison. You're always comparing yourself to everybody around you. I mean, how difficult is it to go to a day job when you know that there is a family with a 12-year-old boy out there who reviews pop bobblehead dolls and makes $6 million a year?
It's genuinely, this is the internet is weighing on me in that way a lot.
And like, it's not just that, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not just Instagram. It's not just Twitter. It's like little things like that, you know, just knowing that there are people that Jake Paul exists. He's a person that exists. He dabs in a onesie and he is a multi millionaire.
Yeah.
And you have to go to your job and, you know, beg your employers to allow you to contribute to a 401k so that maybe when your fucking dick stops working, you can get a moment of peace before you die. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
about
what
the,
I think about.
The last part.
You know, how your dick...
My dick stops
your
working.
Dick.
No, of course. Of course. It's awful. You go on Instagram and you feel like an ugly slob, and then you go on Twitter and you have people screaming at you, telling you all your opinions are wrong or...
Yeah, like you were saying before,
wrong.
You just used to live in your world.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I can derive joy from what I have in front of me.
Yeah.
But it's not even an option to do that anymore. You have to be bombarded
with...
You
gotta drink the bath water.
You gotta drink the bath water.
Oh, it's
but
so
But I mean,
depressing.
Even think about like our friends, the people that we know that we care about. We could just be friends with them and have a great time hanging out with them when we see them.
Now
but
we
instead,
know what all their buttholes look like.
Yes, we know what the inside of their assholes look like.
Post them on Finstagram.
But
sorry, go ahead.
What I was saying was instead we have to, I mean, because we're in the comedy community, be marketed to all the time. So you're like, okay, well, I know this person is on 8 shows this week. And, you know what I mean? Is getting all this stuff I'm not getting.
Yeah.
And you go, I'm not going to compare myself to that person because I like that person.
It's competitive.
I'm happy for them. But it's right there in your fucking face.
Yeah, we all do it.
And
like
a twinge of your insecurities is going to act up.
I have. Yeah, I have definitely felt like, I don't know what a better word for like ill will. Like I'm jealousy of people that I care about when I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, you got to catch yourself
I
and be like,
do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah, and that's normal. That I can compartmentalize and like understand, but other stuff,
right? Well, my point is there was a time when you didn't have to compartmentalize any of this. You just weren't confronted with it.
I know,
you know, you heard like, oh, did you hear so-and-so got this thing?
Yeah,
and that's cool, but you weren't like, hey, have you seen so-and-so's daily schedule? Do you know what they're doing all fucking day? Do you know how many meetings they're taking a day because it's uploaded, you know, every second, every moment of the day on their Instagram?
I just became friends with somebody on Facebook that I don't really know, but like we just became Facebook friends, and my initial like meeting this person was like, oh, they're really nice, I like them. And then they posted their like shows that they have. It's like 2 to 3 a day for the next month. And I was like, oh, I hate this person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. You weren't even to begin with.
Like,
you're like,
oh,
like,
oh, you know what? You're
pretty funny. This person's pretty funny. Yeah, I'll accept that. Oh, this fucking.
Oh, this hack.
Yeah, it's a terrible feeling.
It's awful.
And it's just, it's not just one thing. It's not just, you know, photographs of people touched up that look super hot. And then, you know, you catch a glance of your, you know, in my case, sagging tits in the mirror, and you're like, oh, you're getting chubbers again. And then, you know, compare yourself. It's not just that. It's the fucking YouTube views.
Hey, I posted
views.
A topless photo of you online, and all the boys were jealous.
Well, I was pressing them together.
You're cut.
I was covered in bath water.
You're hot.
All right. Relax.
You are.
You're hot.
You are.
Ah. Stop.
Wait, hold
it.
On. We have to pause to fuck.
I tried to fuck you before the podcast
well,
started.
Well, why? Is the opportunity over? Are we
yes.
just not going to have sex again out of spite?
Fine. I'll do it.
Okay. No. No. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Done. Wipe me.
Anyway, folks.
Well, have you read that Disney made a controversial casting choice?
Oh, yes.
In one of their new live action films, Mulan is going to be played by a black man. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and I think that's great.
Yeah, it's good. It's representation.
Yeah. That's good.
What if they just were like trying to be super
but they totally
woke
missed
and just
the
made
mark.
Yeah, just made the
like,
wrong choice.
I thought this is what you guys wanted.
Come on.
I can't get anything right.
Oh, we just watched the thing about how The Lion King was just completely ripped off from some Japanese guy who made the exact same movie.
Oh my God. Like shot for shot.
It was called, what was it called?
Kimba.
Kimba the White Lion.
They changed the name by a letter. Kimba
crazy.
And Simba. It was like, at first when you showed me this, you're like, oh my God, this is going to blow your mind. They stole this movie from a 1989 Japanese movie. I was like, okay, it's going to be similar, but it was like shot for shot, like the rhinos and the giraffes like rearing their heads and Pride Rock, and then it just
the
ramps
sun.
Up to there is an evil black lion with a scar across his face, missing an eye,
named like Scarred.
yeah. And like the way the exact scene where he's got Mufasa like under his paws with his claws, and then he's like about to save him, but then he lets him go.
Yeah, and the water buffalo.
Exact, all
crazy.
Of it.
Crazy.
Even the way Pumbaa's butt moves.
Yeah,
like that goofy warthog, insane.
Unreal.
And then that poor team who made that movie tried to make a sequel to their own movie, but it
was after
The Lion King came out, and they gave them a cease and desist.
Yeah. Well, so Kimba the White Lion was a comic book, and then it was a cartoon series.
Okay.
And that was like what The Lion King just jacked. But then they sold The Lion King as Disney's first original
really
story.
Hammered home. It was so going back now. They're like, we definitely didn't steal this from anybody.
And by the way, it's Hamlet.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about that.
But they have admitted that. Like, it's, I don't know.
Yeah, but they still like, I mean, they were marketing it as the original story.
Exactly. The most original Disney story.
Yeah.
Not taken from anything, Japanese or otherwise.
So it was a cartoon show,
mm-hmm.
Kimba the White Lion.
Yeah.
And then the year the guy died, Disney started production on The Lion King, was making a shot for shot, essentially recreation of the series.
What if they killed him?
Maybe.
Let's find out how he died.
Conspiracy theory.
Come on to you, Disney.
It really is astounding how many people just got away with stealing shit.
Yeah.
Like I recently learned about Led Zeppelin. How everything they've ever done
every
is stolen.
Note they've ever written.
It's all old folk music.
Yeah. Even their original name, wasn't it the New Yardbirds?
Oh, yeah. They were called the New Yardbirds. They just took the name The Yardbirds and stuck New in front of it.
Although I did do some research. I don't know if it was Robert Plant or whoever, but
he
one
was
of them
in
was
the
in
yard,
The Yardbirds.
Yardbirds.
Yeah. So it's not that crazy, but still.
It's still kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if The Yardbirds signed off on it.
Right.
But it's just, it's insane to listen to some guy playing Dazed and Confused on an old guitar and an old, like, you know, shitty recording, and then you're like, oh fuck, they just found old folk music, punched it up a little bit, oftentimes didn't
saying.
Even change the lyrics.
We should
one of the most prolific bands of all time, and you're like, well, that's why,
right? Yeah,
there's all these people that you want to aspire to, and you just go, well, fuck,
it's like that stupid fucking movie Yesterday in real life.
yeah
just take prolific songs that you didn't write and make them popular. We should do that. We should find some, like, obscure, I don't know, busker somewhere. Get rid of him.
And then what? Learn to play the guitar?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
I think there's a few steps we're missing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we should just, we could just harvest all the best jokes from all the best podcasts, string them together, put them in an Excel sheet, mix them up, you know?
Yeah, that would blow up in our faces.
Why?
Because they're recorded.
Yeah,
they're
but like, I mean, like, okay, so Led Zeppelin is, you know, going to court now.
Fair
but
use.
But they were drowning in pussy in the 70s.
Drowning. What am I going to drown in?
Ah, whatever you want.
Okay.
As long as it's nothing.
Okay. I don't know if I like this deal.
As long as it's
deal.
Not man cum.
Okay. Well, then I don't
man
know.
Man cum. Speaking of Disney. Remember that song?
Man cum?
Yeah, it's like, you remember from the Jungle Book?
No.
It's like,
man cum.
Now, don't try to kid me, man cum. I'll make a deal with you.
Oh my God.
What I desire is red fire to make my dreams come true. Said, okay. Ooh, we do. I want to be like you. You know, man cum.
Nobody, I don't think many people know, like, I recognize that part, the ooby-doo part, but I don't think...
They called each other, or they called Mowgli a man-cub.
Yeah.
Man-cum.
It's a, I don't know if people are going to get that. Well, they
That's my
know.
Favorite one. That's my favorite Disney movie.
Oh, yeah?
I think it's the best music. What's yours?
Mulan.
Oh, yeah. Never seen it.
It's really good.
Yeah.
And you'll get to see Tracy Morgan starring in it.
Right.
Later this year.
So to put a button on this Japanese space baby bathwater story. British Japanese space babies.
That's what's hot right now. And if you're not a British Japanese space baby, forget it.
Kill yourself.
This week on Kill Yourself. Anybody who's not a British Japanese space baby,
time's
get out of here.
Up. Me too.
You're canceled. Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that at least she's offering a service to, she's providing a service to people who want, you know, dirty bathwater. You know, she's doing something.
Yeah.
People like looking at her, drinking her bathwater.
So just to clarify, they want her butthole residue. They want a jar of her butthole residue.
I don't know what you're going to get. Sometimes you get. You know, she just
or mouth.
Spits up in the...
Yeah, oh my God.
She
sometimes
had too much
it's
breast milk.
Just like your regular body rinse.
Body juice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Jesus.
I don't know. If you buy her bath water, or any bath water for that matter, please write in and tell
no,
us.
No, really, I would love
what
to
you're
hear
doing with it.
From somebody who actually bought that, what it's like.
But what I was going to say is, at least, you know, she's a little bit creative. She's, you
yeah.
know, she's doing something. I feel like there's people, I don't feel this way. I know that there's people on the internet that we know who are asking for their rent to be paid through PayPal. I think this is actually an epidemic right now. I'll see this in Twitter bios.
Me too.
Like,
me
PayPal
too.
Me.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I have followers and
because
I
you're a fan of what I do. Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
It's like peak narcissism that people just think that they deserve their rent to be paid because they're having a hard time, as if we're not all having a hard time. And it's like, fart in a bathtub, then come to me.
Yeah, it's just true. Put it in a jar and then maybe we'll talk. Also, a lot of times people assume that when you're having a hard time financially, this is me, but like, you assume everyone else has money.
Yeah.
You just, I don't know what that is, but you just assume everyone else is doing fine and... I don't know. It's worth a shot, I guess, if you're
or when
if
you're
struggling
that nobody else is struggling.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's just not true. But also, yeah. Send us your bath water. Don't do that.
Take all your pubes, rip them out by the root.
Make a little doll. Paper doll with your pubes.
And then we'll mail you our hair.
Yeah.
And then you can have a little pube doll with our hair on it for whatever.
For $59.
Yeah.
So, and that's
so,
if you're one of the first
yeah,
ones. The price.
That's level two on our Patreon.
Pube dolls.
Pube dolls of your pubes, but our.
It's send us. It's going to be such a complicated.
I'm confused about even what I said, to be honest. I'm not sure what the pube dolls.
People will have to mail us their pubes, and then we'll have to make a
a what?
A pube doll, like a hair doll with our own hair and their pubes. We're
Hold on. The hair doll is a, it's a big hair doll, and then its pubes are our listeners' pubes.
Yes, I'm so.
Well, that makes sense.
I'm so tired. I'm
Me
so
too.
Delirious.
I don't know.
I slept for 3 hours today.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I've been having a hard time. Also.
Anyway, if you're interested in a hair doll with your pubes, or if you just want to chat,
our hair, your pubes,
our hair, your obviously, or if you just want to chat, please email us at johnsossels@buttweasel.com. I've gotten a few emails asking if this was a joke, like they didn't think it was real, which to be fair makes sense because it's insane. I don't know why we did this. It's so long
because it's the funniest thing that ever happened. That's why.
It's johnsosselsabuttweasel@gmail.com.
Did you need to spell butt weasel?
No, I.
Well,
what's
I mean,
problem?
I know how John Stossel is, you know, people don't know how to spell that, but...
Say somebody's sitting at their computer ready to go. They can just play that part and type it all out as I say it. Just, not everyone knows how to spell
whoa,
butt weasel.
Whoa. What's happening here?
We'll take this
You're
off.
You're very Mike. Upset.
We'll take this off.
Go on to iTunes and please give us a review because I feel we need more of those so that our friends think we're cool.
And you haven't yet, just tap the 5 stars. That would be great.
All right. Just pass this on, man. Please just pass this podcast on because I don't
friends.
Know how to make it in this biz. The end. Good night.
Oh, also, sorry.
Oh,
wait.
My God.
Wait, sorry. Our weekly show, we told people last episode to come out to it, but then it was canceled. So unless you follow us on Instagram or whatever, they didn't know that.
And it's canceled this
so
week,
yeah,
too.
So, yeah, this week is also canceled. If
but
you
it's back on the following week.
Please come to our show at the Parkside Lounge on July 19th. That's when we're back.
7 p.m.
Anyway.
All right, the end.
Bye.